tough part of this interview is going to be trying to get everything in the time we have here, but we were talking about the opioid crisis the other day, and I received a post on Facebook from my friend Liam Connolly, who said, I'm involved with an organization called the St. Dismas Society that's had some good success with battling addictions. The world needs to know about this. Liam, good morning, first of all.
Morning, Bruce. I really appreciate you having us on this morning and talking about this, because it was really, and my friend Justin Roberts, who's with us as well this morning, it was, for me, this was an interesting thing, because as a lawyer, I know about some of the issues from the justice side of things that are happening, where the guys are coming, getting dumped out at 3 o'clock in the morning, have no place to go, end up getting back into trouble again, because that's what they know. They have no safe place to go to. A friend of mine who's in EPS, he said his record one day was a guy has, it was out about 5.5 hours, ended up with 14 charges.
Wow.
And to me, I look at it and I go, just from the justice system side alone, there's that revolving door, and we wonder why our courts are jammed up. So I thought, when I heard about this, I said, I need to be involved to try and help these guys so we can stop this revolving door and create a better system whereby the guys actually have a fighting chance to deal with their addictions and things as well. And this is where I ended up calling my friend Justin here. I'll let Justin maybe explain what he came across, what he's dealing with from his side on the addiction side. So,
yeah, Justin, go ahead. Tell us a bit about the society and how you're dealing with this.
Good morning, Bruce. My name is Justin. I'm the executive director with St. Dismas House Society, and we are a safe, supportive environment with the goal of admission for our clients to get to treatment. So we do 24-hour intake for clients, whether they're coming from detox or the justice system, and they can stay with us for the 30 to 50-day interim time until they achieve getting into treatment centers with while being sober. That's basically our main target for these clients. And so far, we've been taking people in the test pilot project, and we've had 100% success. Nobody has walked out of our door not making it to treatment sober. So at this point, I think we're doing a pretty good job.
That's a great track record. We were talking the other day, Justin, and there's places in the city where people can go for detox if they're high or if they've had too much to drink. But that's the catch-22, because they have to be in that condition to get in some of those places.
Yeah. That's correct, Bruce. So for St. Dismas House, you have to be sober for 30 days prior to coming to us. And this helps, you know, we help the process of that transition into treatment centers. So, you know, we're not just 7 to 14-day wait. We actually will help the client for the 30 to 50-day interim time while keeping them very active within the community of sobriety, such as going to meetings within the community of AACA and all those fun things.
Yeah.
Hey, if I might add, like, this is one thing I understood from the whole mess. A lot of times they can end up in detox and end up getting clean, but then they end up having to wait too long before they get into treatment. And that to me is, you know, they're on this road. They want to keep going. And what we were able to achieve, in fact, actually, is Justin, we should say, we've had a couple where from coming from justice system to us to treatment, it's been 72 hours.
Oh, man.
Completely unheard of.
Yeah.
You know, in this whole environment right now.
Well, we're going to run out of time, I know, so I think we should just let people know how they can find out more about St. Dismas House and how we can get more information on this, Justin.
So we do have a website. You can visit us at www.stdismashouse.ca, and my email is on that website, and you can get in contact to us through that website. We are soliciting for donations, of course. We need local help with financial support. So